Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Tuesday to you today, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to try and do better today with keeping our notes and where they're supposed to be and our mind on track. So thank you for tuning in today. We want to welcome you. We're looking forward to everything that God has going on. Just to let you know, here in the next week or two, the radio station is going to be having their fall offering. And if you would be praying about that, the number here at the radio station is 321-632-1000, 321-632-1000. And if this station is being a blessing to you, give them a call. Say, you know what, I'd like to partner with you for the next 6 months. You know, if it's a dollar, they appreciate the dollar. If it's $10 or $20 a month, whatever it might be, give them a call, 321-632-1000. Tell them you heard or listened to the Refresh radio broadcast. That would be greatly appreciated. It's one of the only ways that we have of knowing that there are actually people out there that are listening. And I'm not doing this because I don't have anything else going on. Lately I've been so busy that by the time I get to fall into bed at night, my body is like, thank you so much for slowing down long enough to give us a little bit of rest. So if you would be so kind as when you call in, let them know that you listen to the Refresh radio program, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. So we're going to be in Revelation chapter 22 today. Revelation chapter 22. I'm going to start with the negative, and then I'm going to end up on the positive today, if that is okay with you. If it's not, I'm going to start off with the negative and end up with the positive today, because that's really what I want. I want to start letting you know about this, because we're doing this teaching on you're not supposed to bear false witness. That was one of the other words that was talked about yesterday, is that there were false witnesses and there was false testimony. I forgot that piece of paper, and so I tell you what, you know, some of those false things are. So we need the Spirit of God to give us discernment between that which is true and that which is false. So I want to begin reading at verse number 7. Well, let's begin reading at verse number 6. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Drop down to verse number 10, and he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. Drop down to verse number 18. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the thing which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So what we are reading about here in Revelation chapter 22, it delineates once again this almost the same list as what you find in Revelation chapter 21, where it concludes that all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Here, it describes that they are outside, that they are outside of the new creation that God has. They are excluded from that. And it goes on and it says, are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters. We've already talked about much of that. Today, I want to focus on this part of the deception, and that is that there are people who love and practice lying. And this word, when I think about that, it is something that is hard for me to comprehend, that there are actually people who have a heart that gets a thrill. I mean, they are the word that's used here for love means that there is a heart attachment that causes this love for lying. Their heart is entangled in this snare of deception to where that's what they live for, is they love deception. They love lying. I could never be a spy. I could never do that. I know that there are people who train people on how to deceive. Could never do that. Just, you know, I have this picture that if I'm telling a lie, that there's this big neon sign that's over my head and saying, like, I want to be a horrible liar. I want to have no skills at it whatsoever. I don't want to love it. I want to detest it. I want to hate it because God hates it. I want to hate it because it is not of God. I want to hate it because it excludes people. It harms people. It violates the very command of God that is summed up, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. I want to hate lying because it reveals that I do not love the person that I am communicating with. If I am lying to you, it is impossible for me to say that I love you because it is inconsistent with that revelation. I've got to tell you the truth. I've got to speak the truth in love. I need to love the truth. I need to love communicating the truth. And I certainly cannot love deception and be included in what God wants to do in this reboot of humanity's future. You know, this redemption, this entering into this new creation of God as the redeemed of the Lord. You see, I'm missing a couple of joints on my right ring finger. It came from a childhood accident. Now I tell you what I don't do. I don't generally climb fences anymore, because that's what happened. I hung a ring up on a nail and it caused me pain. Let me take it away from that analogy and put it in another experience. When I was growing up, I was playing baseball. It was fifth or sixth grade. I don't remember exactly which one. And they had me positioned at third base. And we didn't play on well-manicured fields like, Merritt Island Little League has, or, you know, a professional, certainly not a professional. They'd throw a backstop up in the middle of a field and say, well, you know, I think we can make this pretty smooth. And so, we just literally would play in a pasture for the most part. And the coach hit me a ground ball, and right before it got to me, It hit a pebble, popped up, and smacked me right in the mouth. You know, got me in the upper lip, just right beneath my nose. It hurt, and you know, coach came over. You know, practice stopped. Everybody comes over, and he put me right back there again. And he told me, he said, I can still remember this. He said, I'm going to hit the ball to you, and I want to make sure that you keep your glove on the ground. And so he did that. And when that ball got to where that stone was the previous time, I recoiled up just a little bit because I didn't want to experience that pain again. He already knew what I was going to do before he ever hit the ball, because we want to avoid the pain. I don't want to be in a deceptive relationship, because that causes other people pain. It causes me pain, and it causes God pain. And the other thing is, it says whoever loves and practices a lie, it's something that they do over and over and over again. God says that type of behavior is going to be excluded from this new heaven and new earth. If you are that person, you're going to be left out. So let's talk a little bit about how the Bible ends, how Revelation concludes. It says here in verse number 6, then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. When God speaks to you, the word is reliable. He not only speaks the truth, he lives the truth, he is the truth, he testifies, he equipped. The book of Revelation is all about encouraging and edifying the saints. And he says, these words are true. The heaven that I am promising you, the heaven that I am building, is going to be one that does not have ungodly behavior in it. Why can't everybody go to heaven? Because in heaven wouldn't be heaven. You know, it's like people who talk about how bad it is to live in one state, and so they run away from that state, and they immediately try and recreate that same corruption in the next place that they go to. And that's why you can't run away from your problems. You've got to allow God to solve the problem inside your heart. When Jesus speaks to you, it is going to be faithful and true. Here's what I want to focus on for the latter part of, or the last half of this program today. It says this, behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Jesus is coming. I didn't invent it. I'm not saying that because that's what I was taught as a child. I'm saying it because in my Bible, these words are marked in red. That says that the person that is communicating this is Jesus. It's not just one of the prophets, not just one of the apostles. It's not somebody who just said, you know, I think this would be a good line right here in this book. It's not somebody who's just sitting at a typewriter. This is Jesus, and he says, behold, pay attention, be looking for this. I am not going to be sending an angel for you. I am coming. We have four pillars of truth, if you will, in the Assemblies of God. And that is, Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our healer. Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. And the fourth one is this, Jesus is coming again. The Bible says that he is not as some people count slackness. I want you to know that Jesus said he is coming again. And people say, well, if he was coming, he should have already come by now. I'm telling you that the things that have been prophesied, they are going to come to pass. I believe many of those things are coming to pass in our day and time. It talks about in the last times that the increase of knowledge would be at a exponential rate. And I see that happening all the way around. There are some real, I mean, if you stop to look at some of the behind the scene operations that come out, let's see, last week I saw an article where it said a person in China who had been an escaped convict, that they found this guy. He'd been hiding for over a decade. It was either 13 or 17 years, something like that. And they found him because of the use of a drone. And it's like, man, there is just about no place that you can go where you can be disconnected. The technology is increasing to such an extent that, you know, everything we'd say and do is heard. And you know, I don't want to fixate on all that stuff. All I know is those are signs of the end times. And Jesus said, I am coming soon. And so people debate, is he coming before the tribulation? Is he coming during the tribulation? Is he coming after the tribulation? Here's what I'll tell you. He's coming. He's coming. And he says, I am coming quickly. We used to sing a song that says, he's coming soon, he's coming soon, with joy we'll welcome his returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, but I know he's coming soon. That's why I don't sing very often. It says here quickly, and so I've had people tell me, you know, it's been 2,000 years. Shouldn't he have come back by now? I will tell you this. Sometimes God's definitions are different than our definitions. His timeline is different from our timeline. I do know his math is different from my math. I don't know how you can give 10% to God and God makes 90% go farther than the 100% did, but I've lived it and I experience it and I'm thankful for it. So I looked up this word quickly, and it means he's coming shortly, he's coming soon, he's coming suddenly, he is coming without delay, and he is coming by surprise. You know, it's like somebody says it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and bam, all of a sudden it happens. Whoa, caught me off guard. That's the way this world is going to be when Jesus comes. I mean, it's not going to show up on a long-term satellite scan. Jesus is faster than light. It's not going to be something that you can put on the calendar and say, I think it's going to happen here. Because the Bible says that the Father will lean over to the Son and say, it is time for you to go get your bride, that even the Son doesn't know when that is taking place. But when the Father says go, he's coming. He is as desirous for fellowship with us as we are. He's probably more desirous because he went through more to make the relationship with us happen. And so it is going to be something that is soon, and it is going to be sudden. I love the suddenlies of God. It also says that the person who keeps words of this prophecy is blessed. You see the word again, blessed, in verse number 14. Blessed means fortunately, supremely blessed. and happy. I believe that you and I, if we will do the things that God tells us to do, we will be blessed the way that God tells us we will be blessed. I think we will be happy. I think we will be walking in favor with God, and we will see that we are, of all people, most fortunate because he's washed away our sins and cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Verse number 12 says something very similar. It says, and behold, I am coming quickly, same words, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Now, I want you to know that works will not save you, but works will end up being rewarded. This word, reward, means wages or paid for your service. It can mean reward. God, your shield and your exceeding great reward. I'm telling you that the reward of getting to spend eternity with Jesus is great. And when Jesus comes, his reward is coming with him. That's why I always encourage people, seek the face of God. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Because when Jesus comes, his entire entourage of blessing and provisions come with him. And there's not one single thing, there's not a prayer that you've ever prayed that God is going to ignore. There's not an act of generosity or an act of faith that you've ever done that is not going to be compensated. There's not a gift that you've ever given that went unnoticed, and you cannot outgive God. You can sow into his kingdom, and when that happens, the reward is even greater. There's going to be things that we've done that we're not going to be rewarded for, and they'll be tried by fire and consumed. But there's other things that after they've been tried by fire, they're going to shine brighter than they've ever shone before. I encourage you to live your life for him. He is coming. He's coming soon, and he's coming, and his reward is with him. Verse number 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come. Verse number 20, he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. The last words that Jesus spoke that were recorded in the Bible are these words, surely I am coming quickly. I wonder what your last words and my last words will be. You see, if we have asked Jesus to forgive us and he's cleansed us from, you know, all of those sins, the spiritual deception, we've been delivered from that. The sexual deception, we've been delivered from that. The killing deception, boy, we'll be better if we just get rid of that guy. All of that, the deception of idolatry, the deception of deception. Once all of that has been forgiven, then there is something that takes place on the inside of us that says, you know what? I'm not dreading the return of the Lord. I'm longing for it. And it's not a fantasy. It's not something that says, you know, that's what I want, but it's not real. I won't go into detail, but I'll tell you, at one point in time in my life, I went to a relative and I told them the type of person that I wanted to be. And I'll tell you, it just wasn't possible. It just wasn't possible. Because the person that I told them I wanted to be was a fantasy person. I wanted I wanted to, okay, I wanted to be Superman. I wanted to be able to fly. I wanted to be able to save people. I wanted to be able to do all that sort of stuff. And you know what? None of that's possible because that's not who I was created to be. Superman isn't real. Jesus is. Fortunately for me, that relative of mine did not laugh me out of the room. I'm sure she had a great laugh about it later. Probably with family members. But I can tell you this. I can do something for the kingdom of God. And I want to do that. And there's something inside of us that says, surely he is coming quickly. And the Spirit and the bride echo that truth. And they say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Come quickly. If we're not careful, we can allow the enemy to deceive us and think, you know what? If he comes now, I'm going to miss out on this. Or I'm going to miss out on that. And I will tell you, there's a lot of things that I'm really counting on missing. I'm counting on missing deteriorating health. I'm counting on missing pain and suffering and heartache and all of those things that are not. I'm counting on missing out on sources of grief and sorrow. Lots of things I'm counting on. There's not a single thing that this world has to offer that is worth delaying the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be ready for him. Most people that I know have this mindset that if something happens, if they hear a loud trumpet blast or, you know, they can't find a loved one in the middle of the night, they think, whoops, I missed it. I've got news for you. When you are living with Jesus in your heart, he's got perfect aim. You don't have to worry about missing him. When you are loving Jesus, he's not going to miss you. I assure you, his word goes forth and it strikes its mark. He knows where you live. He loves you and wants to spend eternity with you. And I'm telling you, don't let the devil steal that truth from you. It's not, don't miss heaven for the world. That's one of the things I like to say. Don't miss heaven for the world. God bless you. I pray that you have a glorious Tuesday, and we will be back here tomorrow on the Refresh Radio Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.